This is Sean with Voices of SCE. We're going to do a little favorite memories and honoring Jason Booz. And this is going to be for Raquel and also her kids to be able to hear and have this forever. So if just kind of give a little bit about how you describe his personality, maybe some favorite moments, and also, you know, what you'd like to say to Raquel.
Yeah, so, man, I met Jason when he was a freshman in college. You know, kid from Indianapolis, and I remember trying to recruit him and Steve Sweet to join the fraternity, and they were tight friends, and yeah, Booz was a big boy, and I just remember he and I played intramural sports together. He's a great basketball player. I think he played on the softball team. I know he played on the football team. He was always on the intramurals. He and I played on the B team for basketball together, and so we got to know each other pretty well there. And then Jason and I were roommates. I went for 5 years, so it was my junior year. My fourth year, his third year at Ball State. Shane Brown, Jason Booz, Steve Sweet, and I we all lived in a house just right behind the fraternity house. About a block away. So we lived together for about a year.
All right. So what are some things that, you know, his kids should know just about his personality and about how he treated people? Just kind of go in that direction a little bit.
You know, Jason was a really serious student. Actually, people, he really wanted to be a police officer. So he was studying criminology, and he didn't like all the rest of his classes. But man, he loved his criminology classes. Like, I remember he would hang out with the guys that were in the criminal, like they were getting their degrees along with him. And, I'd go to a party and there might be, you know, a crew of them that all hung out. And at first I kind of didn't know who they were because they were a different set of people that I'd met. And then I kind of realized, oh, these are all the guys that want to be police officers. You know, they're all hanging out together. And, I think the thing to know about Jason is, like, he took that really seriously. He really knew what he wanted to be, and it was something that he focused on a lot. He also, you know, you're in a fraternity, you got some guys who maybe drink too much or maybe do drugs. He wanted nothing to do with those guys. He did not even let them in our house because he just didn't want to associate with that, right? He was serious about, you know, getting this degree and working in the law enforcement space. And for him, you know, hanging out with those people is a problem. He just didn't want to do it. So that was one aspect of him. You know, he was also a lot of fun. Man, we had some good times. Just hanging out together, and obviously he dated Raquel when we lived together. So she was always over. You know, we would just be hanging out together, like on a Sunday night, watching movies and just enjoying ourselves. But you know, I guess the thing about Jason that I always remember is just, you know, you hang with Jason, he's a big guy, and you kind of knew he had your back. But, you know, I never saw him get into a fight. I never saw him do anything stupid. He's a big guy, but he's a big teddy bear, you know. He's always nice to people. When the roommates, when we get into fights, he'd be the guy coming in and being like, whoa, let's not argue with each other, guys. You know, he was the peacekeeper of the group.
All right, so, and what would you like to say to Raquel directly?
Oh, Raquel, you know, for Raquel, I think the main thing I would say is I just love it when I see her post on Facebook today where she remembers Jason, that her boys have something like this. You know, I know in my family, like my mother, her father passed away, and, you know, they didn't keep his pictures around. They never talked about him. I just think it's really positive that she talks about Jason, and he's a great guy. And, you know, I'm sure his boys have a lot that they could learn from just knowing more about their dad. So I'm just really glad she's doing this. And I'm thrilled to see she's found a new man. And he seems to be a great guy. So couldn't be happier for Raquel.
Right on. All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Stay on the line, but I'm going to close this one out.
Thanks, Sean.